Thank you, Chair. The Durban Declaration and Programme of Actions continue to have strong reaffirmation and recognition in the United Nations as a comprehensive framework and solid foundation for combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. As the 20th anniversary of this historic instrument needs to be celebrated and a light shed on this program of action, Mr. Chairman, South Africa, as mentioned earlier, reiterates that it is critical issue remains the mobilization of political will for the implementation of the DDPA and for that simplified and clear promotional materials in the of the content of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action are necessary and need to be readily available and sufficiently promoted. Sadly, the general public is not sufficiently aware of the existence of the document and its contents, especially in countries where a rise in hate speech and racial intolerance is noted. The resolution on the 20th celebration of the DDPA that was adopted without a vote in this room less than a few weeks ago gave the OHCHR the necessary support to finalize its preparations for the 20th anniversary, as proposed in the last session of this very working group, including the request for the publication. With less than a year left till the celebrations of the Durban Declaration, South Africa encouraged all states to fully implement the provisions thereof. Chairperson, South Africa has argued, and they were supported by the Africa Group in their resolution, and many others, including the EU and other groups, that a high-level one-day panel should be done at the plenary event for to commemorate the 20th anniversary of people of the adoption of the DDPA during the high-level segment of the 76th session of the General Assembly. This was also, as you know, placed into the resolution adopted a couple of weeks ago. And as we know, in the General Assembly, our colleagues there is preparing a resolution to ask likewise. The event would, of course, aim to mobilizing political will and reaffirming commitment to full and effective implementation of the DDPA. We likewise asked the Human Rights Council to convene such an event during the high-level section here, and we trust that the office would discuss with the member states and groups to ensure that we get an effective panel and that that panel be used efficiently for us to discuss the issues that need to be discussed. As we mentioned, the issues of what has worked, what issues of the DDPA have still been left behind and are critical to be mentioned and taken care of going forward, and then also how to ensure the visibility and the publication of this to make sure that the general public of the world know about the mechanism and our commitments as states to implement it. Thank you, Your Honor.